how are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wives, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educated, they have the case. And we sit back till it's
the Radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Alrighty, hey, we are here, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I am Rick Adams, your radio avenger, and we are coming to you tonight on this Friday night. What a week. Tonight is the April Fool's Night, right? April 15th. Sorry, they moved April Fool's Day to the 15th. Income tax night. Now, across America, you've got all kinds of traffic jams, all sorts of people just lining the landscape, rushing to file their tax returns for the deadline, all to finance socialism, Marxism, illegal wars, internationalism, and so forth and so on. So, fellow Americans, happy Income Tax Day. I think you're very happy about that, aren't you? All right. I guess we do have our guest online, and we will go to him tonight. We have so many guests, so many interesting topics that we just don't have time to cover them all. But we'll do it again tonight, as we normally do. And remember, the toll-free number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And we have Mr. Tim Goodness on the line. From my neck of the woods, old state of Roger Williams, and Tim Goodness is one of those men, young men, who of course has broadcast experience and quite a bit of it on his own talk shows. Also is beginning the Constitution Party here in Rhode Island, and yes, indeed, is a pioneer homeschooler. So welcome to Uncensored Radio Free America, Tim.
Rick, how are you tonight?
I'm doing very well. Now that you're here, I'm doing even better, Tim.
Well, I had to get a few things out of the way quick, and I came in just under the wire.
Well, I did, too. I just came from a wedding, you know, ladies and gentlemen.
Really?
I ran in the door, and I'm right here. I kept looking at the watch and saying, got to get back, got to get back. So I made it. I made it because I wouldn't pass up this opportunity tonight.
Absolutely not, and neither would I. And it's always great to be on the phone speaking with you. Live over the airways, Rick.
Absolutely, Tim. Tell people, because we have a break coming up very briefly, of course we know each other here in Rhode Island, but tell people what you're all about briefly.
Well, basically, I am a broadcaster. I've worked in radio, albeit not as long as you. I've done about a year's worth of broadcasting. Worked for a small station in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Then I worked at a radio station that you were on also, WARL. I am my wife and I are going to be homeschooling our son. He's just about to turn 5 years old.
All right.
And I've done all kinds of crazy things to make a living. I've been everything from a commercial fisherman to a truck driver to an engineer. And I woke up probably about a year, year and a half ago, about just what is really going on in this country. I've always known that there were things going on behind the scenes. I just never knew quite how deep to about a year and a half ago.
Right. And when we come back from our break, you'll tell us about this awakening experience you've had. And I want people to call in, by the way, and tell us who out there is homeschooling right now and how to go about it. So we'll be back. Stay where you are. Tim Goodness, I'm Rick Adams. We will return with more Uncensored Radio Free America right here.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Arc Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Arc Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Arc. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Arc Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arcinstitute.com. Do it today.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Tonight on this Friday evening, and of course April 15th comes to mind. Yeah, certainly does. It has a very negative ring to it, but we know why, don't we, ladies and gentlemen? And of course our guest tonight to talk about many issues, including his and his wife's efforts to begin homeschooling, is none other than Mr. Tim Goodness. Now, Tim Goodness, that is your real name, right, Tim?
Oh yeah, I don't hide from anyone.
I mean, a lot of people are going to be saying, well, that sounds a little too phony for me, Rick. Well, it ain't. This man is as sincere as a $1 bill. Oh, I shouldn't say that, should I? No, he's as sincere as the Liberty Dollar.
There you go.
The real gold bullet, right?
We all know the truth about the Federal Reserve, so I would
yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Definitely not say the $1 bill.
Yeah, well, anyway, before we get into our subjects, I was handed this note that C-SPAN will be carrying a delayed broadcast Monday night at 7:30 of David Raymond Griffin. We've had him on the program here. From the University of West Madison, I believe, or is that what that is? UW Madison. Anyway, they'll be carrying his broadcast about 9/11, who was responsible for it, and what was the cover-up? What is the cover-up? So that should be interesting on C-SPAN. That's what I'm told, 7:30, Monday night. A delayed broadcast. I wonder what they'll be cutting out, huh? Anyway, all right. Now, I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, my dear listeners, many of you out there I know suffer from pain. Well, you can now live pain-free and without inflammation, thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis and agonizing pain and all of that hardship on you. Now, to order the product, give them a call, 1-800-243-5242. That's all you have to do. Call them toll-free, 800-243-5242. Order it today. InflaEase. It's the natural answer for inflammation. All right, Tim, now we were talking a little bit about you and your previous broadcast experience and how you, as you say, came full circle, up to date, up to snuff on this new world order, on what's really going on in America, not the world that the media bosses would like us to believe in. How did this come about now?
Well, I've always known that there were, for lack of a better term, let me just say the word conspiracies. Which it's human nature to conspire. I mean, you know, people tend to, when they hear the word conspiracy or apply the term conspiracy theorist to someone, it tends to be a very negative thing. But in actuality, conspiracies do exist. It's human nature to conspire. If you put three people in a room long enough, two of them will conspire against the third. It's just a basic fact of human nature as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
I've always known that these things existed. You know, the Kennedy assassination, UFOs, the cover-up, whatever. I just never really realized how deep the rabbit hole went, as many people like to put it, until about a year, year and a half ago, when I started listening to people like you and Alex Jones and John Stadtmiller and Jeff Rentz. And it's amazing to me how people can live their whole life and never even realize what things are really going on.
Yes.
I know I'm bumbling just a little bit here, but I just took a nap and I woke up, Rick, so please bear with me.
No, you're making perfect sense. I mean, we've all gone through this. We who are the thinking part of the population, I think that's about 3 to 5%, they say, of those who are not, shall we say, Rip Van Winkles, if you will.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
People that want to know the truth.
All the time, I'm constantly saying that 75% of the population are zombies. They just walk through life. You know, they come home at the end of the day, and it's understandable to a certain extent because of what they have to go through to make ends meet. But they come home at the end of the day or on the weekend, and they sit in their plastic rosin chair made in China,
yes.
And they drink their beer, and they smoke a cigarette or, like me, a cigar or whatever, and relax. And they never really realize, they don't even care to, because they're so tired at the end of the week, at the end of the day, that they don't even have time to do this. And as a matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson even addressed this, I think, in 1816 in a letter. He talked about how if you're basically just too tired from working all the time and from being enslaved to the system, that the masters, the people running the system, will take control of it. And what I tell people is don't throw huge things at folks. Don't try to be overwhelming and hit people with all kinds of facts. I consider myself a fisherman. I am constantly fishing for somebody who's interested in knowing the truth. And it's very subtle. You can be at the bank, and the teller will be asking you if you'd like to open an account. And you can just say to them, I don't want to open an account. I know what the Federal Reserve is all about. This leads to questions. Well, where do you put your money? Don't worry about where I put my money. Do you know what the Federal Reserve is really about? And so on and so forth. And I'm constantly doing that every day. And it's amazing how many people you will get who will want to know more. They may not want to know everything, and they may get into information overload, but they'll want to know more. And these are the people that are going to wake up and take this country back, Rick.
Yes. Well, that's important for people to do because, as you point out, you know, they're going to lose all of these nice things that they think they're enjoying right now, the ball games, you know, the theater, the playgrounds, the computers, all of these things that are putting an electrical load on our supply of electricity, you know, in our homes. I mean, today, service lines have been increased in most new homes because of the fact that we have all of this electronic gadgetry. Now, when the time comes when we no longer have electricity, like, for instance, what happened to Iraq when we bombed Iraq into the Stone Age, and the loss of power and the loss of all of these things, what will people do? Well, that's why we're here, while we have the time, to try to wake people up. Because, you know, all of what we're saying now about the loss of freedom, the loss of convenience, the loss of all of these amenities will happen unless we begin to see what the nature of the beast is. And the fact is, government is not our friend, Tim. It is our enemy. Big government, particularly run by the politicians and those that pull the strings behind the George Bushes of the world, are what is destroying the value of our dollar, causing gasoline, oil prices to rise through the roof, and to destroy our standard of living. This is not an accident.
Oh, absolutely not. I believe it's you know, a grand plan, and basically what you have to do to continue the way things, to continue on the track that the globalists are on, for them to continue doing what they wish to do to carry out their plans, I believe that the key to that is breaking the American middle class, mm-hmm. and they're doing that. They're doing that with outrageous oil prices. I mean, if you talk to people in the oil business and in the securities exchange business, they will tell you that the dollar paid for a barrel of oil on any given day is the price that is dictated out of New York.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not set by the oil companies. It's not set by, the Saudi Arabians or the Iranians or anyone. It's set by the people who work the exchanges in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones who decide what will be paid for a gallon of a barrel of oil.
Yep. And I know, we had a senator here in Rhode Island who, Claiborne Pell is his name. And, mm-hmm. of course, he once boasted that we were paying too little for gas, and that was when gasoline was about a dollar, I think it was a dollar 10 or something like that. And he said we should be paying four times that price like they do in Europe. We should be ashamed of ourselves being gluttons for energy use and so forth. This is a very rich, aristocratic, socialist senator who, of course, has retired.
Yes, and used to travel around in a limousine.
Yes.
Before he ever became a senator.
Exactly.
It's great to say those things when you have millions of dollars. As a matter of fact, at one time he was the richest man in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
He was for many years, actually. You can say all those things, and you can probably even mean it and be sincere and say, this is what I think. But unless you're living paycheck to paycheck or have a small amount of money in your savings account, it's absolutely insane. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't care what goes on in Europe. I'm an American.
Mm-hmm.
This is America.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that is happening in this country, and as a constitutionalist, I can say, I have a little bit of a grasp on it, is the World Trade Organization. We are now dependent on foreign courts to protect our rights here in America. Like with this Codex situation, are you familiar with that, Rick?
Yes.
Yeah, Codex, which is basically an offshoot of the World Health Organization,
mm-hmm.
has been around
mm-hmm.
since 1962.
Yep.
We're in a situation where we may be losing our rights, our God-given rights, if you will, to purchase vitamins like vitamin C, trace
mm-hmm.
mineral
mm-hmm.
minerals to put in our food, things like that. And we're actually dependent on foreign courts to protect us from this. Otherwise, we can face a trade embargo because we're members of the World Trade Organization.
Yes, and it's interesting to note that people like George Bush, who claim to be unilateralists and America firsters, are responsible through their policies for making all of this possible.
Oh, that guy is... I don't want to get into Bush bashing because, quite frankly, it's too easy to do. But this guy is just a walking, talking, stumbling, bumbling idiot. Plain
good
and simple.
Puppet, though. You might admit, maybe not so good of a puppet, but a puppet nonetheless of the New World Order.
But yes, exactly, of the globalists, as I like to put it.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is, I mean, here's a guy who says that he idolizes Ronald Reagan. and the neocons, I hear the music, Rick, but very quickly, and
yep.
the neocons buy it up, but yet this guy put us back in UNESCO, which Ronald Reagan took us out of,
yep.
and said we had no business being in a godless socialist system like UNESCO.
Yep, we'll be right back with Tim Goodness. I'm Rick Adams. Join us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you honor a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
Because of you and your interest and the fact that most people today, I think, who listen to talk radio are listening to alternative talk radio now, and they're changing their habits, they're getting on their internet, their computer, they're getting these micro stations set up, and they're listening on shortwave, they're doing a lot of things because they know they ain't getting real talk radio on mainstream AM radio these days. So we're happy to be here, and our toll-free number is 800-313-9443. That's toll-free, 800-313-9443. Tim Goodness is our guest, and before we get into other subjects of interest to Tim, particularly his planned endeavor now to get into homeschooling his child, and I have some information about the UN attack on American children and how George Bush fits right into it, let's take some calls. All right, Tim?
Sure.
All right, we've got Mike from Kentucky on the air. Hello, Mike. You're on the program.
Okay, I was wondering what the topic was tonight because
anything
kind of
on your mind is open and fair game for our guest. He's willing to talk about anything.
Well, you're kind of talking about a lot of folks drinking their beer and being yep. like zombies.
Poached potatoes, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors that either by design or by a happy accident have helped to foment that problem, and whether or not they knew it or it's a plot, but mm-hmm. I would say the vast majority of beer on the market is going to be brewed with water source that's from a municipality that most likely fluoridates the water. So you got a good catalyst there, I would think, in alcohol and fluoride. It's a good combination to help expedite the zombification process.
So that's an excellent point, Carl.
It is.
Yeah, and, you know, there was just in the news today that there's a, and I can't remember the agent that's in several brands of toothpaste and I think some hygiene products or whatever that is known to cause cancer or depression. And it's in addition to fluoride, it's a different ingredient, you know, in toothpastes. And I think Tesco in Britain is recalling it all.
Mm-hmm.
But many of the brands are the same brands that that we have in this country. I think Aquafresh.
Yep.
And so did you read that story? Did you hear that?
No, I hadn't heard that.
Okay,
one,
yeah,
we've known about the controversy for a long time.
Oh, and fluoride.
Oh, and all of it, all of the additives, the preservatives, you know, all of the junk that's put into food and products that are hygiene oriented. You know, it's a never-ending story because the FDA, you know, has really been at the root of all of this. As you know, they're making a big story about these particular drugs now having to do with affecting the heart. And yet they have also kept off the market many products and supplemental products that could be beneficial to Americans simply because of the drug lobby's influence over them.
Ties in rather nicely with the Codex topic you're bringing up.
It certainly does. The drug lobby is the most powerful organized. They may not be the strongest lobbyists in the world. That may still be the NRA or AIPAC. But make no mistake about it. Out of the top 500 companies in America, the Fortune 500, 10 of them are drug companies.
Mm-hmm.
And those 10 companies, their revenue together is greater than the revenue from the other 490.
Well, I think, you know, you do have to qualify when you say the NRA is one of the strongest. I think perhaps they're in a lot of respect controlled opposition and more than anything they represent I think the gun industry and not individuals.
Oh sure, anybody who knows anything about what's going on with guns in this country knows that the group to be a member of is Gun Owners of America.
Yeah, GOA.
You betcha. You betcha. But that's an excellent point about fluoride, and I'll tell you something. Like I said, I'm always fishing for people. I throw information out there. And I remember one day I was getting my teeth cleaned, and I mentioned to my hygienist, you know, I just happened to mention to her that fluoride is poison and it's used for things like keeping prisoners docile and stuff like that. And she's the only person I've met in the dental industry who actually agreed with me and gave me information. She looked at me right in the eye and said, "Mr. Goodness, it's putting rat poison."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's highly reactive, too. It's used, I think, in a lot of these, what they call selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
Oh,
which are
Prozac. Yep.
Yeah, Prozac, Elavil, Paxil, all these. The reason it's put in there as a component is to help the chemical get through the blood-brain barrier. Now, if it's known, you know, to do that, I mean, anything that's in is going to help expedite other stuff getting in there into the blood-brain barrier, I think. But and of course, as you get older, your blood-brain barrier breaks down, and if you're under extreme exercise and all these other things that break down the blood-brain barrier, even though, you know, stuff is not supposed to get past it, it does. I really forgot that there was a crucial point I was going to make there, but I've already forgotten.
Well, if you want to hang on the line, we're coming up against a break, Mike. Give you a chance to think about it. We can do that as well.
Okay.
Okay, you stay right there, buddy. He makes a good point, and that fluoridation controversy is one that I capitalized on in my college days. I won the persuasive speaking contest entitled Fluoridation and Truth Decay. You stay where you are, Tim Goodness. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America will continue.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to Bikes.
The Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
Yes, I am. And so is my guest and your phone calls. This is Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. And we are speaking with Mr. Tim Goodness, who, of course, is involved in many, many projects and also involved in laying the groundwork for the truly alternative party to the Republicrats in our state, and that's the Constitution Party. And it ran, as you know, Mike Peruca for president last time with Chuck Baldwin. And we're talking with Tim. And, Tim, we had a guest caller here, Mike from Kentucky. Are you still with us, Mike?
Yeah, I just want to tie this together with what you were talking about, zombification. You know? And basically, if you look at the grocery store, if you're a label reader like I've been long enough to irritate plenty of people that are around me.
Good for you.
I have pointed out that anything that is in the store where water is in the ingredients is most likely from a municipal water supply.
That's right.
Of course, reconstituted fruit juices or just about anything on the shelf you can find water in.
What about these so-called claims of pured water, distilled water, mineral water, and so forth?
Filtration is not going to take it out. You know, there was a brand of pop of soda for a while that I I tried, you know, to drink it as a matter of choice, and it claimed that, oh, filtered, you know, water. But that, you know, you have to have a very specialized filtration system to get fluoride out of water. It's not easy to get it out after it's been put in there. And it's not, you know, of course, the same kind of fluoride that runs off from natural deposits, but or isotope or whatever. The melatonin levels are affected by fluoride along, and of course in Guantanamo, one of the things they said they could do to these people is to try to sleep deprive them of sleep, you know, and get them to talk.
Yes.
And after weeks of inadequate sleep, you know, having your sleep disturbed by noise and music and whatever, it does tend to mess with your head. I don't know if you see pink elephants or what, but eventually you become somewhat of a open to suggestion, where advertising perhaps would even be more effective or more impulsive-like behavior.
Oh, yeah. It's all around us. I mean, we live in a chemicalized society today, doped-up public, and the public, of course, with the White House's plans for psychiatric and mental testing for all Americans in the future. All of this all ties together. Big brother at the door.
Isn't that great for the drug industry?
Yes, it sure is.
Bottom line for the drug industry is really, really a gold mine. With this whatever health initiatives that they want to go, but the they've recently had some studies that show that television and video games also can drop melatonin levels by something
absolutely.
Like 30%.
Absolutely, Mike, you're very well informed.
Well, so zombification is the optimum word to use. I just want to really. Give you some evidence.
You know, but you're right on the money with melatonin, because the fact of the matter is that these serotonin uptake inhibitors, they work. Men, their depression is usually brought about by a lack of dopamine, which my wife just loves to point out the fact that dope is the first part of that word to me.
Mm-hmm.
But that aside, dopamine and serotonin and melatonin, the serotonin uptake inhibitors. Correct me if I'm wrong, but like Prozac, Ritalin, things like that, they actually fool the brain into thinking that it has all the serotonin it needs, which means that the brain will produce less and less and less. So when you go off of these drugs, these wonderful drugs that the pharmaceutical companies have given us, you're actually going to have even more problems. You're going to crash. You're going to crash even harder.
Mm-hmm.
And really... many people who suffer from clinical depression, I know this is going to sound crazy. I know you're going to think that, geez, this guy, who is he to say this? But the fact of the matter is that they would be helped out a great deal if they just ate some turkey.
Yeah, I just had some tonight at the wedding.
It might help them sleep a little better, but that's supposedly one of the things that can go wrong with people on Prozac, is that they don't fall into the REM sleep and the dream cycles are disrupted, and over time that will, you know, cause you to start confusing reality from dream sleep.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And well, Mike, thank you very much for your great contributions.
Excellent.
Good to hear from you, Mike from Kentucky. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443. Tim Goodness, our guest from Rhode Island here, and he's involved in also beginning the process of homeschooling for his children. We're going to go to you, Jim, next, but I just wanted to make people aware of just how devious, Tim, and how disingenuous the Karl Rove Bush administration has been with the so-called right wing in this country. You know, many people think that George Bush is a unilateralist. He's opposed to internationalism. He's opposed to the UN. He's opposed to one worldism. He's opposed to globalism. He's for America first. And in every instance, that whole theory has been shot down and proven to be false. Now, this is something that most people are not aware of. The U.S. Senate has not ratified the Children's Convention that has been proposed by the United Nations since 1990s. But this administration, Tim, George Bush, prepared and presented to the Children's Summit a detailed report entitled America's Children, Our Challenge, Our Future, USA Report on Progress Toward the Goals of the 1990 World Summit for Children. That document, produced by a, quote, conservative Bush administration, no less, declares, quote, our children deserve nothing less than a global strategy to protect their health and provide for their development, unquote.
They
Can you read between the lines,
the
brother?
Yes, they always care about the children.
Yeah.
The Khmer Rouge cared about the children, right? The Nazis cared about the children.
Yeah.
And now we have schools, I think, in Florida giving high school students up to a $100 gift of cash if they turn in a student who's doing something that they shouldn't be doing.
Oh, absolutely.
This is just...
And
when
we
they
know
go
the
after
NEA
the kids,
and the teachers' unions care for the children most of all.
The NEA, let me tell you something. The NEA... Here's an organization, National Education Association. What do they do with their membership fees? What do they do with their time? They go to Washington and they rally for abortion and gay rights. Is that part of education?
I guess that their education is philosophy. It would be. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's take another call. Jim. Hello, Jim. You're on the program Uncensored Radio Free America.
How are you doing tonight, Rick?
Good, good. Good to hear you.
How are you doing, Tim? We've spoken before.
Very good, sir. How are
I'm
you?
I'm from Rhode Island. I've been following your conversation. Like I said, Rick, many times when I call you, I have to follow the zigs and zags of your conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to bring up the issue first of the business of advocating for the children.
Yes.
All right. This is a quote from the Communist Manifesto. Do you charge us with wanting to stop the exploitation of children by their parents? This crime we plead guilty. And just for the note, Hillary Clinton and her Children's Defense Fund is to defend children from their parents and take them under government control. If you don't think she isn't dangerous.
I wonder how many children in Canada received AIDS-tainted blood from the Arkansas prisoners when Bill and Hillary were running the state of Arkansas.
I'm having trouble hearing Tim. Are you...
Did you hear me, Rick?
I can hear you perfectly. We can check on his volume there, Paul. Maybe there's a little lack of VU there.
It makes me sick how these people...
Go ahead. Talk. Jim, can you hear him now?
Yeah, I could hear I could hear the sound, but I was having trouble following the dialogue.
Okay, try to listen more carefully. Tim, you speak up a little louder, too.
Okay, sure.
All right, go ahead.
Sure. But, a friend of mine, we were talking the other night, and he mentioned to me, I was trying to put the quote together, and he reminded me who said it. It was Joseph Stalin, I believe, who said that, give me the first 7 years of a person's life, and I'll have them for their lifetime. And that's really what we have going on in this country. And that's why, and I don't want to offend anyone, I just simply want to wake you up a little bit. If you're sending your kids to private public school, you really should think about, even if you have to do without a second car, even if you have to do without going out to eat once a week or once a month, homeschool your children at least for the grammar school term of their life. Give them that foundation that you, your family, the morals and the ethics that you and your family want your children to have, not what the state or, and forgive me for saying this, folks, but every teacher I know is an atheist, the godless system of education we have in this country.
From the cradle to the grave socialism, right?
Yeah, well, I agree. I concur with Tim wholeheartedly. And as you know, I've had a great deal of experience with the leadership of the teachers' unions and some of the administrators. And I would like to say that a good many of the people in the rank and file of the teachers and of their union are sincere, but they are misguided. They're trained in the schools of education to the progressive model. And I don't think that they are culpable, consciously, but they are, I consider public school education, so-called education, child abuse and molestation.
Mm.
I know that it has misguided my own children, and I when I approach some of the people involved, and I've given this example a number of times at a school where one of my last kids was in school, they had two slogans on the wall. One said, go with the flow. The other one says, cooperate, don't compete. In other words, they try to reinforce the group consensus at all times.
Absolutely.
Hive mentality, Jim.
They certainly do.
Hive mentality.
Well, you know, what I called up for tonight to try to get in is that there's some talk about, I think it's Bill Frist. He's the Speaker of the House, right?
No, he's the Senate Majority.
Senate Majority. And they were talking about, you know, the people of faith getting together to defend off the secular attack on our basic rights. And I think that is one of the most important points of all, because if you don't have rights that exist prior to the establishment of the state, then the state can alter them at any time. I know that's repetitive, but it is such an important point. And you have a larger nationwide audience now, and I think it's a great opportunity for other people to get involved and to find some of the sources. I've used a section of the Encyclopedia Britannica on political philosophy. It's in book 25 from about page 990 to 1001, page 999. It talks about Auguste Comte was the person that coined the word sociology, and it says right in there that his intent was to form a synthetic religion of humanity which will replace the Christian religion.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's working, isn't it?
The social sciences, psychiatry, psychology, psychobabble, sociology, all of these isms and ologies are geared toward this humanist philosophy. There's no question about it.
Yes.
They're man-centered.
I heard a good quote from Newt Gingrich one time. He said that anything that calls itself a social science is by definition not a science. Because there are so many, this is my interpretation, there are so many variables that the best they can do is gather the available information. This does not give you an objective answer, and it does not trump the individual's right to decide for themselves how to react to the circumstances of their life.
Well, I call them pseudosciences, Jim, because that's what they are.
Pseudoscience, junk science. I'd like to get back to that. You were talking about the fluoridation, right?
Yes.
Well, the rationale for that is public health. Now, public
health is
very interesting because...
No, you're right.
It is an end run on the Constitution, rule of law, and the superseding statutes. Because under public health statutes, you can go to a direct cure, a direct action by... the public health department. If you haven't noticed, the Surgeon General of the United States wears a military uniform.
Well, he did, anyway.
And in things like an epidemic of disease, biological disease, they can quarantine and put an area under literal martial law.
Well, look at the
Dr.
Model
Coop
State
was
Act.
One of them. Yes.
What is it, the Model State Act, Rick? Where basically, and most of the states have passed it. Where if you refuse to take a vaccine, they'll throw you to a camp. They'll throw you into a camp.
Yeah, now we have in Rhode Island this Public Law 270. You might want to look that up, Jim, sponsored by Representatives Dennegan and the anti-smoking zealots, the kids people, Giannini, the rest of them. This creates a litigation process for a parent who objects to medical treatments on religious grounds. Talk about an intrusion into the area of faith. This is incredible.
Are you saying that a parent cannot object or can object?
On religious grounds, they cannot object to various treatments for their children based solely on religious philosophy. This is a very tacky and difficult area,
And now they're violating the very spirit of the letter of the law.
Well,
what was it?
For the information of the people in the rest of the country, Rhode Island is such a small area. It's a microcosm.
Right. It's a pilot
state. It's very easy to see who the players are. Now, this Elizabeth Dennegan is a social worker.
Yeah.
And the other person...
She's an attorney, too.
Huh?
She's an attorney.
She is, right?
Right. She's an attorney.
I didn't know that. But what I'm saying to you is that we have incompetence and reprobates and degenerates in our society, our legislature.
Right, right.
There was a piece on the gay marriage rally at the Rhode Island State House the other day, and this Representative Paul Moore from the inside near Brown University got his ugly face right in the middle there, right? Now, that, to me, is a Neanderthal man. That guy will support, and I have personally witnessed him supporting every reprobate move that does.
Well put, Jim.
Makes.
Well put. Understood. We got a break, Jim.
Sure.
Thank you for your call, brother. All right, let's take this break, and we'll be back with our guest, Tim Goodness, and your calls on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT-60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
A million years, the sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what?
I'll tell you for what, ladies and gentlemen. So you can dance and swim and play. That's the society that George Orwell saw. Yes, sir. All right, I'm Rick Adams. We're back. on this Friday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America on Republic Broadcasting Network. And let me remind you again, very important, I have to remind you, because many of you out there are suffering from arthritic pain and all sorts of joint pain and so forth. Well, now you can live pain-free and without the inflammation that leads to pain, thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing product, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. It's the natural answer for inflammation. And be sure to tell them you heard it on Rick Adams. All right, Tim, you're back with us. Our guest, Tim Goodness from Rhode Island, from the various and sundry political movements, Constitution Party, homeschooler, and much more, opponent of the New World Order and anti-globalist. Boy, Tim, you and I, and our callers, we've had quite a jam-packed hour tonight, let me tell you.
Yeah, it's going pretty quick.
Yeah, time just goes by so fast. And by the way, if you want to squeeze in a quick call, we've got about 2 minutes left. 800-313-9443. We'll put you right on. But, Tim, let me ask you in closing, as far as you're concerned, how does it look as far as the battle for the soul of America?
Well, as long as we have Christians in this country believing that this president in the White House is a Christian, we're in trouble.
Yeah, that sums it up pretty well.
Plain and simple.
Succinctly.
Yeah.
The Christian community is basically taken in by this deception.
Yes, and now, you know, the Catholic Church, the Pope is dead. No matter what you may have thought of John Paul II, folks, we're going to have to watch the second pope very closely. Well, I don't care what Christian faith you are. Let's face it, the Catholic Church is the biggest player in the Christian religion. And this new pope, watch him very closely.
Tim, do you have a website or an email address where people can email you at?
Sure. I don't have a website, but they can contact me at timgoodness@hotmail.com.
Pretty easy, huh? TimGoodness@hotmail.com.
All one word, all lowercase, TimGoodness@hotmail.com.
Yeah, and we can't leave the air without mentioning the tragedy of what happened to Terry Schiavo in Florida.
Oh my God.
I know you felt very strongly about it, as most Americans, I think, did.
You know, to sum that up very quickly, Rick, because I know we don't have a lot of time, is the bottom line in that case, and this is what I think a lot of people have missed, is the bottom line is a person was executed, sentenced to be executed, on conflicting testimony from a second party.
And arbitrarily by a judge.
Yes, that is the bottom line. This woman was starved to death, killed in a manner you wouldn't kill a dog. No matter what your opinion is of her state of health or Michael Schiavo, the bottom line is she was sentenced to die by a judge on the testimony, and solely on the testimony of her husband.
I couldn't put it better myself, Tim. Thanks for being with us tonight. We'll do it again.
You betcha. Thank you so much.
Tim Goodness. All right, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back Monday night, same time, same network. Till then, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.